This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government and victims' families reads 7-point agreement on Diwanganj incident. Opposition raises Prime Minister's border remarks and Diwanganj incident in the House. Government introduces mandatory job description for migrant workers. And 10 climbers, including Nepalese, feared missing on Pakistan's Broad Peak. Now, the news in detail. The government and the families of Om Prakash Mehta and Jay Prakash Mehta, who were killed in the July 26th incident at Diwanganj in Sunsari, have reached a 7-point agreement. Under the agreement, the government has pledged to initiate the process of declaring the two victims as national martyrs and provide compensation of 1 million rupees to each bereaved families. It has also committed to conducting a fair and effective investigation into the incident and taking legal action against those found responsible. The agreement was signed by Home Minister Sudhan Gurung and representatives of the bereaved families. Prime Minister Balendra Shah addressed the nation yesterday, expressing deep concern over the violent incidents in Diwanganj of Sunsari and parts of Siraha, and reaffirming the government's commitment to restoring peace and security, paying tribute to those who lost their lives and extending condolences to the bereaved families. The Prime Minister said all injured were receiving treatment and directed health institutions to ensure timely medical care. He urged people not to blame entire communities for isolated incidents and stressed that every citizen has the constitutional right to practice their religion and culture. Prime Minister Shah said security agencies had been mobilized, the Home Ministry had formed an investigation committee, and those found responsible would face legal action. He added that the Home Minister and senior security officials had travelled to the affected areas, while the National Security Council had reviewed the situation and taken necessary decisions. The Prime Minister also appealed to the public to refrain from spreading rumours or hate-filled content, rely only on official information, and work together to preserve social harmony, national unity, and lasting peace. Likewise, President Ramchandra Paudil sought an update from the Prime Minister on the recent situation in Sunsari and in the different parts of the country. The President summoned the Prime Minister to Sheetal Nivas yesterday amid growing concerns over incidents reported from several districts. During the meeting, Prime Minister Shah briefed the President on the government's efforts to maintain law and order and restore peace. President Paudil stressed the need to handle the situation with caution and urged the Prime Minister to build confidence among all stakeholders, including political parties, to safeguard national harmony and stability. Similarly, in a public appeal issued yesterday, President Ramchandra Paudil appealed for peace, unity and restraint. The President said Nepal's long-standing tradition of social, religious and ethnic harmony, tolerance and fraternity must be protected at all cost, and urged political parties, civil society and all citizens to help maintain peace, law and order and strengthen national unity. Meanwhile, the 43rd meeting of the National Security Council has decided to strengthen coordination among security agencies and other stakeholders to help maintain social harmony and national unity following the unrest. The meeting, chaired by Prime Minister at his office, reviewed the country's overall security situation, including the recent incident in Diwanganj of Sunsari. The meeting agreed to enhance coordination to prevent similar incidents in the future and to improve preparedness for disaster response through closer cooperation among relevant agencies. In the meantime, in order to maintain law and order, local authorities have imposed curfews and prohibitory orders in parts of Sunsari, Siraha, Dhanusa and Parsa districts following unrest linked to the Devanganj incident. Prohibitory orders are also in effect in parts of neighboring districts and local levels. Authorities have urged residents to comply with the restrictions, avoid rumors, and cooperate in maintaining peace, public order, and communal harmony. Meanwhile, concerned over the spread of tensions, political parties, leaders and social organizations have appealed for restraint, dialogue and collective efforts to preserve social harmony, national unity and lasting peace. The House of Representatives yesterday witnessed renewed demands from opposition lawmakers for Prime Minister Balendra Shah to clarify his earlier statements on border issues. At the start of the meeting, opposition members protested, saying their demand for a clarification remained unaddressed. They also called for an impartial investigation into the death of a youth during the recent unrest in Devanganj Sunsari and urged the government to ensure public safety, restore peace and take responsibility for maintaining law and order. Lawmakers from various opposition parties also raised concern over the government's handling of the incident, calling for greater efforts to maintain social harmony and urged the government to address other public issues, including fertilizer shortages, missing Nepali citizens in India, and monsoon-related risk, among others. Man Bahadur Karki has assumed office as the new Chief Election Commissioner after taking the oath of office and secrecy yesterday. Chief Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma administered the oath to Karki at a ceremony at the Supreme Court. Following the ceremony, Chief Election Commissioner Karki administered the oath to newly appointed election commissioners Guru Prasad Wagle and Dr. Rajiv Subba. Earlier yesterday, President Ramchandra Podil appointed the Chief Election Commissioner and the two commissioners on the recommendation of the Constitutional Council following parliamentary endorsement of the appointments. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has formed a high-level talks committee to hold negotiations with protesting microfinance victims. The committee, led by Finance Ministry Secretary Mahesh Acharya, includes representatives from Ministry of Law, the Ministry of Home Affairs and the Nepal Rashtra Bank. The move comes after microfinance victims from several districts gathered in Kathmandu demanding an end to alleged financial exploitation, easier access to low-interest loans for farmers, and the return of land lost through auction or loan recovery processes. With the ministerial decision of the Ministry of Youth, Labour and Employment on July 29, Nepali workers leaving for foreign employment are required to submit a detailed job description from now onwards. The ministry said the new provision makes it mandatory to specify and verify the nature of the job before labour approval is granted. It has also strengthened verification of employment agreements to ensure that the terms and conditions, salaries and other benefits agreed between employers and workers are properly confirmed. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timelsina has directed the ministry and its subordinate agencies to make the current fiscal year a landmark year for telecommunications sector through major improvements in digital connectivity and public services. Speaking at the ministry's annual progress review and development committee meeting, the minister directed the ministry and its subordinate agencies to deliver measurable improvements in telephone and internet access and service quality. Minister Dr. Timelsina also stressed the need to improve coordination, accelerate budget implementation, and strengthen the performance of public media institutions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. A 10-member international mountaineering team led by renowned Nepal-born climber Nirmal Purja is feared missing after an avalanche struck Pakistan's Broad Peak. Citing Pakistani mountaineering authorities, the BBC says the avalanche occurred around midday on Thursday on the 8,047-meter mountain in the Karakoram Range, and there has been no contact with the team since. The expedition reportedly includes climbers from Nepal, the United States, China, and Oman. Rescue authorities are coordinating efforts to launch a helicopter search operation subject to weather conditions. Broad Peak is the world's 12th highest mountain and is regarded as one of the most technically challenging peaks for climbers. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain or snowfall is likely at some places over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, with light to moderate rain or thunder showers accompanied by thunder and lightning likely at a few places over the Tarai region today. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly areas of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon trough lies close to its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 21 to 23 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government and victims' families reach seven-point agreement on Dewan Ganj incident. Opposition raises Prime Minister's border remarks and Dewan Ganj incident in the House. Government introduces mandatory job description for migrant workers. And 10 climbers, including Nepalese, feared missing on Pakistan's Broad Peak. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at RadioNepalOnline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.